Hebron is the latest city in the West Bank to see Israeli tanks rolling into its center. That operation began today. Elsewhere, Israel has continued to consolidate its hold on Palestinian towns. Scores of Israeli tanks today moved deeper into Nablus, the largest Palestinian city in the West Bank, and sporadic fighting occurred in Bethlehem, just outside Jerusalem. NPR's Mike Schuster reports that Israel's seizure of the West Bank is now almost complete.
It was almost impossible to reach Nablus today. Israeli troops were turning away reporters 2 miles outside the city, but word from residents inside suggested the Israeli army met stiff resistance when it moved into Nablus last night. Much of the fighting has been in a nearby refugee camp, which was hit by tank fire, according to witnesses. Even before President Bush's speech today, Israelis have been wondering how long this operation, which the army calls Protective Wall, will last. Dan Meridor, a member of Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's cabinet, said he does not want it to drag on, but he does want it to end the terrible wave of suicide bombings that has gripped Israel.
I'd like it to end tonight. You see, it's in my city in Jerusalem that I saw 100 meters from my home a cafe exploding. I heard it in my own ears at 10:30 at night. And my children are going in the neighborhood, and I go there. I want it to stop tonight.
But there is little possibility it will end quickly. So far, although the Israeli army claims it has captured stocks of weapons and arrested more than 1,000 Palestinians, it does not control the entirety of the Palestinian towns it has entered. Fighting continued in Bethlehem for a third day. Bethlehem streets are empty, strewn with the debris of fighting. A shop alarm whined endlessly. No one was there to turn it off. Cars are twisted and scorched, broken glass is everywhere, stone walls have been shattered. Nimmer Iwine, who lives just on the edge of town, described the scene at El Medbaseh Square in the center of Bethlehem.
Lots of destruction, stores broken into, doors are knocked down, water lines cut off. Total damage to all the renovations that Bethlehem have done in preparation for the millennia, which was donated by European donors and Americans as well.
And everywhere, water from broken pipes gushing into the streets. Lubna Bardak's family runs the Grand Hotel here. She claims the Israeli army wantonly destroyed much of downtown Bethlehem when it seized the town on Tuesday.
They shoot it at the first moment they get in the city. Even they don't have any fighters in front of them in case if somebody pops up from the area and they will shoot him.
Armed Palestinians were nowhere in evidence during a 2-hour stay in the center of Bethlehem today. But squads of Israeli troops roamed the streets. Tank fire as well as gunfire could be heard all afternoon. There were conflicting reports about the standoff at Bethlehem's Church of the Nativity, where more than 100 Palestinians, many of them armed, remain. The Palestinians said the Israelis had blown off one of the doors of the church, but the Israeli army denied that. The Israelis have been reluctant to attack the church built on the site where Jesus is believed to have been born. The Israeli army did permit ambulances to move about the city today. Graham Lehman, a driver for the Red Cross, said he had been able to help move many of the injured to a nearby hospital.
We've had good cooperation today, I must admit, and they've been very, very helpful. And we comply with their wishes. There are places they were not allowed to go to, so we don't press that. But the places that we have been allowed to go to this morning, we've had no problems at all. We want to make sure that the people that are injured, that are sick, are treated humanely and get the treatments that they should have.
The Israelis today look determined to press their campaign on the West Bank. It remains to be seen whether President Bush's appeals will change that. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Bethlehem.